We are joined by Nikita Lena from the Biohacking Society of UTS. Nikita, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I am so fascinated by biohacking. I think it is so exciting. Now, you guys have got kind of like a biohacking event for the society coming up. We talked a little bit about there about, I guess, citizen science, DIY biohacking. When you are biohacking and dealing with kind of the building blocks of DNA and genes, do you think people do need a bit of supervision? Is that what the society is all about?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we've got a community lab over in Redfern called BioFoundry. So we don't just kind of leave you in the lab and say, off you go, here's a bunch of equipment.
Here's a scalpel, do your worst.
Yeah, yeah. So we do, like, we'll give you a safety injection, explain how to do everything.
Yeah.
We've got a lab manager there who will take you through all the equipment and all the safety stuff there. So, yeah like, nothing is going to be illegal or anything. Kind of, it's similar to, like, a university lab with all the protocols and everything.
So the way I understand biohacking, and I could be really, really wrong here because this is something I've tried to wrap my head around for a while, it's taking the natural and kind of enhancing.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
And that can be either in, like, people or plants or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What would you say the difference between biohacking natural resources and biohacking oneself are?
Yeah, so there's biohacking oneself, which I think is all the stuff that the media sees. So that's kind of implanting stuff like the Opal card, like Meow did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty much just stuff that has potential in improving human life.
Okay.
But unfortunately, because Australia does have a lot of regulations, we're very limited in what we can do. But we are seeing a lot of promising things coming up overseas that hopefully in the future we'll be able to do as well.
Okay.
Then there's things like natural resources.
Yeah.
So that's mainly the stuff that you'd be working on if you're doing biohacking.
Yeah.
So it's kind of molecular and microbiology. So kind of hacking microbes and fungi to make it do stuff.
Okay, cool.
Which sounds a little bit dangerous, but it's really not. It's a pretty common thing that people do in microbiology.
Yeah.
There's a project going on at the moment called Open Insulin, which a bunch of biohackers are working on. So it's pretty much modifying E. coli to make it produce human insulin.
Oh, wow.
To kind of bring down the cost, yeah.
Wow.
But there's a lot of issues with purifying it. So, yeah, you need a lot of people working on it.
Okay. So we're working on real problems.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Which do you prefer, the biohacking people or the biohacking resources?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I would say, like, all of it. I just love the community and I love learning
stuff. Okay. So, what's, like, the most interesting project you've worked on or the most out there thing you've done for biohacking?
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. When I first started, I was working on a project that kind of, in a way, you'd be really mean to yeast and you put it in a bunch of, different environments.
Okay.
And you can actually produce palm oil from it.
Wow. Whoa. Sustainable palm oil.
Yeah. So that was kind of the main thing. But I think at the moment there's another company in Sydney that's working on it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot of potential for so many projects going on.
I like how you explain that too. You be mean to yeast.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to explain it, but yeah, that's pretty much
you essentially what you do. Just bully it into producing palm oil and you sit there and you're like, right, get on your Twitter account. We're going to troll you.
Pretty much.
I love that. That's really interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So we've got this event coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's like an open night for the Biohacking Society.
Yeah. So it's a welcome night, kind of introducing people from UTS Biohacking Society and the biohacking community in Sydney and around the world. So it'll be on at our community lab, which is in Redfern. It's just a really good opportunity to meet fellow science lovers. Be free pizza, free beer. You can have a lab tour.
I'm there. I'm so there. I get to cut into things and there's free pizza and free beer. Like, this is the ultimate.
What else do you need?
So when is it happening?
So it's happening on Wednesday, the 21st of March at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, my God. A perfect Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I'm so down. This is fun. What sort of people do you see coming to the lab? Do you see kind of your average Joe or is it more students? Is there a real mix of people who are coming along?
Yeah, definitely. So when I've been there, it's mainly students or people working on little projects.
Yeah.
But we do have people come in. We had a guy called Sebastian come over from America and he taught us all tissue culture. And from that workshop, you had people of all ages there, even artists, like no science background. So,
See, that's what I love about this too, is that it does open it up to people who aren't necessarily trained scientists or maybe didn't do biology in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I have no science background. I nearly set a friend on fire with a Bunsen burner in high school. It was like a moment of life I'm not proud of, but one that I'll admit to, which I can see the concern on your face. You're like, okay, we're keeping her out of the lab now. But I love that it's opening it up and that it's bringing people in and it's bringing people kind of from all around. Do you ever, I guess one big question that comes up a lot is the ethics surrounding biohacking and the ethics that kind of come into play. Is that something you guys are mindful of while you're hacking away?
Yeah, so not anyone can just open a lab. Yeah. That would be very dangerous. So Australia has really strict legislation, so every lab has to have a certification level.
Okay.
So it's called Physical Containment Level 1, which is what BioFoundry has. So it's pretty much just saying your lab's all in working order, you've got all the OHS safety stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, from that we are a bit restricted in what we can do, so we can't work on GMOs.
Okay.
But university labs still have PCR too, which means that they can work on certain things.
Okay.
So we're kind of working towards that.
Yeah.
We do also get a lot of inspections as well, just to kind of make sure that everything is all fine.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a shared lab space, so, like, everybody pretty much learns what everybody else is working on.
That's so cool.
If anyone's going to start working on, like, a bioweapon, like, it'd raise a lot of questions, like, you know about
There's
it.
There's other people there. Someone's going to be like, they've got their evil villain lab coat on today.
And nobody, like, wants to do that. Like, the media makes it out as if biohacking is so malicious, but we're pretty much just scientists doing what we love and trying to spread and help the community grow.
That's the thing, too. There's so many projects that are helping the community. Like sustainable palm oil and like so many things that are going on that just seem really cool, full stop, just cool in my opinion. And the things that would come out of these kind of like think tank situations would be so incredible. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun welcome night. It sounds like it's going to be a barrel of laughs, and hopefully we get some really cool minds coming along
I hope so.
to engage. Anakin, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.